Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Kat Edwards. She's an amazing psychic. She's a clairvoyant medium, a diploma life coach, civil funeral celebrant, a JP, a spiritual teacher and mentor. And among other things, she's a public speaker, singer, and perhaps most importantly, a mom of four. And I left out she's a writer. Multi-talented woman, she who was born in Scotland. She moved with her family to Australia when she was 4 years old. As a young child, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experiences at the age of five. When she was 15, she bought her first deck of tarot cards and started to read for friends, and at 24, she began to read professionally. Since that time, she's gone on to read for thousands of people. As a qualified life coach, Kat is able to mix her spiritual knowledge and abilities with her life coaching knowledge to give you a compassionate, informative, thought-provoking, and guiding experience which can be very helpful to assist you in your life direction. She specializes in helping you in your life direction and can see the potential in you even when you can't. Her life's purpose is to honor life and encourage success. That's the life in you and the success that's yours for the taking. Kat is a guidance-style reader, which means she facilitates messages of support, guidance, and wisdom from spirit to you. Predictions may form part of the reading process, however, they're not the sole focus. And so let me introduce Kat. And Kat, I've been negligent. I didn't ask you how you were tonight. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Glad to be here with you again. It's always a pleasure. And I wanted to mention to the listeners and the callers tonight that Kat and I do a show together Sunday nights, and it's a different kind of show. It's called The Healing Circle. And Kat and I co-host the show. It's a topical discussion show, almost like a talk show format, except that the callers, you callers, get to participate in the show, and we always have a different topic each week. And let's see, this week I'm trying to figure out how I had this topic phrased. Do you remember, Kat? I can find it in the jiffy.
No, I'll have to look it up.
Okay, well, here it is. We're going to talk about shifting your mindset from a reactive to a proactive one. So, yeah, we should have a lot of interesting discussion around that, and would certainly welcome any of you to tune in, call in to the same number. It's Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, where Kat is in Brisbane, Australia. It is Monday morning at 10 a.m. So, Kat.
I just wanted to say we're this as of this week, we're starting a half hour later.
All right.
Until,
thank you for the reminder. We're going to be at 8:30 instead. All right. Well, I've got to make a note of that for myself to keep on keep it where it's supposed to be. Okay. Well, Kat, what's been going on with you since we last had a Different Strokes show?
Well, I guess I haven't been able to go very many everybody else. I had a spiritual business, and then I was assaulted at acting class, and that stopped me in my tracks. I had to recover from that, and as a result of that assault, it caused my neck injury to become flared up. I have a chronic neck injury. And I had to give away my position at a local tea room doing tea leaf readings and readings in general, which was very upsetting to me. And I just started a bit of a soul-searching situation, and then all of a sudden the COVID hit, but my business was going well even though I'd had to give away that position. The reason I did was I couldn't hold my neck up for 4 hours in a row, which is how long I had to sit at the room. I couldn't hold my head up without having migraines. I needed to be laying down, or I could handle going and sitting with a client for an hour and then getting home and then going back to bed. So I had a lot of clients lined up, and I was doing that. I was sort of managing it, and I also had corporate events lined up, and things were ticking along. The COVID hit, corporate events got cancelled, had to stop, they stopped working themselves. And I had to have a rethink, and that's when I decided to focus on YouTube, which is what I've been doing. So I've been uploading every week or so meditations on my YouTube channel, and I've done a little project that I'm just going to complete the voiceover soon. I'll be uploading that, and I've got a major project that I'm working on at the moment, which won't be uploaded next week.
All right.
Because that involves, me writing 3 songs as well. So that's a major project. So it's kind of put me into focusing on my creativity a lot. Yeah. And my neck injury is recovered from the assault enough that I can handle focusing for longer time. So I'm steady with that. But that's what's happened there. And I still see clients occasionally. There have been people who've wanted my support during the COVID-19 situation. But, it's really been a focus on doing the meditation. Yeah.
Are you doing any readings, Kat, these days?
Yeah, if people ask for it, yeah.
Okay. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you at present?
Just on my Facebook page at Kat Edwards, Kat with a C, Kat Edwards Life Coach and Spiritual Professional. If you go there and just send me a message, and we'll work out a time. Because all the times that are set up there are before COVID. I haven't actually gone in and sorted out the calendar for a booking there. But if you connect with me in a message, then we can work out a time, because North American time is evening time is Australian morning time. So you can come home from work and have dinner and then sit back and have a reading or a coaching session with me in the evening, and then you can ponder on that before you go to bed. And I find that works for a lot of people.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that would be the best way to do it.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you want to talk about before we start taking calls tonight? And by the way, folks, I have not talked to any of you, so don't feel left out. I'm going to be taking you by area codes in the order that you called in. So rest assured that we'll get to as many of you as we can, but we can't get to all of you. So just wanted to let you know that. So excuse me, Kat. Is there anything else that you wanted to say before we begin?
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly help people understand the process of what's going on because, you know, David, how is it that I can be sitting in the Southern Hemisphere in a room in a house in Brisbane Town and I can be doing readings for people in the Northern Hemisphere somewhere in a room in a house in many parts of the North American region? How could that be generally the case? And so I wanted to just let people understand that a little bit. But because, like your introduction was saying, we're all spiritual beings having a physical experience. So because we're spirit first, we have a collective consciousness, which also has a collective wisdom within it of the human race. And you can access that through meditation and visualization, which is very powerful, and don't let anyone think that your imagination is just rubbish, because that's a materialistic, very closed-minded perspective. Through the heart, you can access the web that is the worldwide web of human consciousness. So if you imagine that it is like the internet, which is over the seabed to all the countries through cable and also through satellites to all the countries. So that's a physical projection of energy into all the countries and therefore to all the human beings who tune into it. There's like a net of consciousness that is also over the planet, is the best way I can describe it. And your point of consciousness in the net is where a fishing net would, if you imagine a fisherman who goes out to feed a fish and he has a net, where the pieces of rope connect together in a knot, that's where your part of the collective consciousness is. So what I do is I go within into my heart and I tune into you, connecting into the collective consciousness, raising my mind up into the web, and then trusting that my consciousness will connect to your consciousness through the collective consciousness web. And then because I've gone within and I've gone into my heart, I'll then have visions and knowing, I guess the only way I can describe it. And I also use my cards just to have a physical.
Kat, I think we lost you. Let's see here. Yep, we lost her. Okay, folks, I will get her back. Hang in there, and I'm going to play my favorite song by New Thought artist Jennifer Farron, Throw It All Away. So hang in there. That was Jennifer Farron singing part of Throw It All Away, and I have Kat Edwards back on the line, and she's going to pick up where she left off. So, Kat, I turn it back to you.
Yeah, thank you. So thinking about where I was. So basically through going within and keeping my conscious mind quiet, I can tune into you and into what you need to hear. So I also call on my guides and angels of the heart, unconditional love, to assist me. And I call on your guides and angels of the highest unconditional love to assist me. So it's a group effort. But that's it in a nutshell. So I've never really described it before, but that's what happens. As far as I understand, you know, as having pondered multiple times as to why it is possible and has been possible, and I've been doing readings over internet radio since 2011, and it's been quite successful to do it that way, and certainly other people are quite successful at doing it as well. Yeah, so there you go.
All right. Well, thank you for the explanation. That was very helpful to me, and I love the metaphor of the web. That's beautiful. So, folks, some of you will be honored with a brief reading from Kat, and Kat and I will talk a little bit in between the readings. If you're ready, Kat, I'll go to the phone lines.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Area code 216, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hello, how are you? Hi, David.
Hi. Who am
Hi,
I speaking
Kat.
With, please?
Hello. I want to make sure. My name's Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Oh, Sharon, hi there. Thank you for identifying
Hello.
Yourself.
Hi,
Kat.
How can I help you?
Hello. You can pretty much just tell me anything. Anything you're picking up. How's that?
Oh, okay. Can I have a specific question because we've got a short amount of time?
You gave me a reading a couple of years ago.
I'm
really
just
nice,
gonna. Oh, wonderful.
Sharon, can you give her something to sink her teeth into?
Yeah.
Because these are going to be very brief.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do you see anything?
Okay.
Any changes coming up or anything significant? Like, I just started a new job, Kat. How's that? And I'm talking to a
okay.
man, but we're not,
no,
like, dating yet. So if you pick up anything that comes up first, how's that? Anything in my life. How's that?
So I was pulling some cards for you just before anyway. The thing is that you have the cards that I've pulled are focusing more on your emotional life than your work life. And
okay.
when I focus on you, I feel like I'm somebody who has moved now out of a period of mourning or some emotional pain, and now I'm beginning to blossom. So it's like you've been in a long void, and there's a blossoming time now. There's I don't know if you lost a loved one, but there is a card that one of the cards I've pulled is about feeling a sense, maybe you've gone through the numbness period, but there's when we go through the grieving period, we at some point start to remember the good times, and I feel that that's at the next stage, that's coming through at the next stage for you around about now. But there's also still time out for yourself. You've got to remember to keep that going. That
okay.
need for solitude is going to continue for you for a while. But what it's actually doing is helping you to gather more and more strength. So even though you've been through this void and you're coming out the other end, you know, we come out as wounded soldiers and we need time and we need to slowly unfold back into a flower, and that flower is going to look different than the one that was damaged before, but it's going to be stronger, it's going to be more, the petals are going to be thicker, it's going to be more vibrant. And that's what you need to remember, is as you're coming out of this, you're actually stronger and better for it. And all all that happened happened because that was how it should have been. Even if it felt for you to have been unfair at times, the lessons were taught and learned well, and that's the feeling that I get. So on the one hand, within you is the essence of beginning to fly high, beginning to feel like I can grow and grow well. And on the other hand is remember to balance yourself because you have been through emotional trauma. For you, I've pulled the Queen of Wands, so that's really an action-oriented woman. And that's where you're at. So, but this time, think about each step. You know, if you've got to take an action step that produces an outcome that you prefer for your life, think carefully about how you maneuver yourself so you get yourself in the correct position for that to occur and to occur well. And I think that you're wise and smart enough to do it. So all in all, it feels quite positive. This guy that you're seeing, he's got a solid foundation energy to him.
Okay.
I focus on I see a sort of sunny disposition. I see somebody who thinks, a deep thinker, but I see more of a sunny disposition rather than a gloomy person. And I feel that he can be a very good friend to you, and the best, you know, is your best friend. So I think you'll take it slow and steady with him. He comes with the baggage, but he's also stronger for it. I also see for him an opportunity coming up, and he has to make a decision, but he really should make it for himself. And he needs to, that may mean a time, but it doesn't mean it's not in his heart to be a part. And that might make it a bit difficult for him, but it's a big opportunity. And let the bird fly free, because you give him the choice to fly back to you rather than there being a resentment that I never got that opportunity because I stayed in that relationship. Let him fly free and have his experience, and you'll find that he'll fly back to you. And there'll be a joy there because of that. And I feel that there's an opening when I look at him and I see that he has that opportunity. I then see an opening for you to expand your life too, because it possibly is a bit of travel amongst that. But it feels quite positive. I feel like I've been in the void, I've been dormant for a while when I focus on you, and then I'm up and my wings are flying. You know, you're the wounded soldier, so don't be hard on yourself. Take the time out. And, you know, if you start to feel too much input, oh, I've got to retreat now, I've got to go get some comfort food, put my favourite TV show on, or get my favourite book and curl up in a corner, then do it. And I think that he'll understand, because he just feels like he needs the same sort of thing himself. He starts to shed and tinker or do whatever he does that helps him to wind down. So it's a good match. I feel it's a good match.
And yeah, and you were so right. I lost my dad. I lost my dad in January. It was a big loss to me. Oh, my, the end of January was out of the blue. Mm. But no, Kat, that was a wonderful reading. And you're right. I am expanding. And I think I really got a job now that's a good fit for me. So that was a really good reading you gave me.
That's
and
right.
It was really accurate also.
Thank you.
But yeah, my dad's okay, isn't he?
Thanks, Karen. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
All is as it should be. And, you know, when we sign up for life, we sign up for X amount of time. And it's a shock for the ones who are left behind if it suddenly times up. But remember that
he was ready.
He's a living soul.
He was ready. I know.
Yeah, he was a good man, wasn't he?
Well, Sharon, thank you for calling.
Good.
I'm glad you enjoyed your reading. And
thank you, Kat. Thank you once again. Listen, you have a wonderful evening. Thank you for the reading, Kat. It was very accurate, okay? Thanks. Okay.
Good night,
thank
Sharon.
You. Good night.
Well, that's nice feedback to get, isn't that, Kat?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I thought it was interesting the way you immediately went in and picked up on her emotional energy when she had come to a different sort of question, but you went with what she originally asked you to do, didn't you? Give her a general reading.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry there was a bit of dead air there. I just closed my eyes and went within.
Mm-hmm.
I chose and I just tuned in and went with whatever was meant to be said. The part of the reading that I was most interested in is that coming out of the void, and that's part of the spiritual awakening process.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be frustrating being in the void. I've been in the void. It's like you go, you have the awakening, you have whatever information expands your mind all at once. Or you know, some people were born awake and struggle to deal with the people who aren't. But if you weren't, often you'll have an awakening experience. And then you'll go into a bliss. And you'll be like, oh, everything's wonderful. All the colors are brighter. The birds are talking to me. Oh, it's wonderful. And then you'll be like, oh, what's my purpose now? I'm feeling so connected. And then suddenly you go through like a dark night of the soul where you've got occurred all stuff that's stopping you from going forward.
Oh, yeah.
And then you purge, and then you're like in a void. You're like, well, I'm in no man's land now. I'm empty of all this karma that was holding me back. I have nothing to give. I'm empty. I'm tired. I'm hurt. I'm depressed. And that is actually the rest time. It's put together that way so that you'll rest. And when you think about it in the hero's journey, there has to be a period where they rest.
Yeah.
And that is your rest time. It can be frustrating as all if you want something and you can't have it yet.
Right,
you've got to rest.
Well, as you say, that is every man's journey, every woman's journey, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's the quintessential hero's journey, but when you're going through that whole experience with an awakening, it can happen for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, being in the void for a couple of years. And I needed to. I went through a big, long period of purging karma, so I have had to have a long time of rest. So it is what it is, and it's different for everybody. But when you're coming out of it, and that's what was so exciting for me about Sharon's reading, was she's coming out the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And good things are beginning to happen. And she's a good person, and she thinks good thoughts. And so as long as she keeps that momentum of positive feeling thoughts, then positive feeling experiences will follow.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, she's still listening, so that's good. I'm glad she's still tuned in so that she can hear some of the other things that you've had to say for her and about her. Shall we move on to the next caller?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. Area code 850, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. Is it Tasha or Pasha?
Hey. Tasha.
Okay.
Okay.
We're getting some echo, Tasha. I don't know if that's because I don't know if that's how you're listening to the show or not, but it's a little distracting.
Okay, let me see if I can change it up a little bit.
Okay.
How about that?
It's a little bit better or worse?
Let's see. That's perfect.
Is that better? Okay.
Yep. Say hi to Kat.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Good to hear from you. How can I help you?
Oh, wow. I just forgot. Okay, love. What do you see concerning my love life?
Okay. Let me see. I can't look out of the deck then. just pulling a couple of cards for you, Tasha.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so for you, I've pulled a central card here. As you honor and follow the guidance of your heart, prosperity is coming to you. So that, I know you asked about a relationship, but you've also got over that the Seven of Swords, and that, you know, there's a lot of analysis and thinking about what direction you're going in, and I think that your internal guidance is really giving you positive clues, and it feels to me that you're really listening to your internal guidance at the moment as well.
Mm-hmm.
You need to really think about what your gut is saying in regards to your life and what you really want out of your life at the moment. I know it's not specifically talking about your relationship. I'll go into that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So this is more guidance for you about who you are and what you're doing right now. But you need to be listening to that gut feeling. There's good timing and there's blessings around you as well, I want to say. There's a lot of blessings around you. And, I feel quite positive when I focus on you. I feel like I have also this feeling of remembering as well. And it's more of a remembering about who I am, but also some times in your life in the past that went well for you, and I feel like I want to cast my mind back to that positive time and get that good feeling coming through now. There's just a lot of spiritual growth for you, which is quite interesting, because you asked about your relationship, and instead I've gone in about your internal guidance and your spiritual growth.
No, well, I'm not really concentrating on it, that's why. Yeah,
so,
I know. Yeah.
But there's also, you know, have you kept your spiritual abilities to yourself for a long time? Have you been secretive?
I don't know. I'm not sure what they are, but they come out when I need them, I guess. I'm not really sure what they are, and I'm not quite sure how to activate them. I think that's the issue with me.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, getting into meditation is good, because that, all that does is it centers you so that you can hear yourself again. There's a little quote from the Bible which I like, which people seem to understand. And it's in the Second Testament, Jesus said, don't go on a soapbox and speak about me in public. Go into your closet and where to... and connect with me there, where two or more are together, so shall I be. What he's actually saying there is that don't externalize your spiritual abilities, telling everybody that you've got them. Go within. The closet he's talking about is going within, closing your eyes, going within. Where two or more shall be is him, is yourself, your conscious self, and your subconscious self. So by going within, there shall I be. The I is not the dude, Jesus of Nazareth. It is the I that is you, your soul. But by going within, you're connecting into your soul. You're plugging in, and all your soul is that higher, that divine child that is the adult self of who you are. It's a highly guided, highly loving self. That'd be the place to start, to go in and just sit and be. And then get creative. Do something creative that you love to do. Gardening, painting. No one has to see it. It's not about having a big art show, inventing stuff. Just get creative and slowly come out of it seeking more knowledge and ways of doing things. Divination is a good way. Just talking to like-minded people, learning about different wisdoms, these are good ways. But the fact is that you're going to have more and more and more spiritual experiences, so you must be coming into an awakening period to do with that. And you may even have experiences where you're starting to see spirit. And if you do, don't freak out. Go and connect with somebody who you know understands and get some guidance on it. Now, I don't want to leave you hanging. I'll go within and connect with this. Is it a new partner you're with?
No, but I'm trying to look for somebody else. I'm looking for somebody else. A new partner. I'm looking for one. I just moved to a new area,
That would probably be why I was more guided to talk about you than your relationship, because it's going to be you soon. Look, if you're not having a relationship, in the relationship, you're lying to yourself and the other person by staying in the relationship. But be an adult about it. It's a difficult conversation. It may be good to go and seek relationship counseling so that you can discuss your feelings and an exit strategy that way, especially if you're entangled with that person financially and with children. I don't know your situation. It's always better to remove yourself from a relationship in an amicable way. There's going to be difficulties anyway, but at least you can do it in a way that they accept it, and there's way less animosity than there would be if you just had a big massive fight and hurt each other. So I would encourage you to go and get some relationship counseling separately and then together and talk about an exit
strategy. It's not a physical relationship. This is spiritual. Everything is happening in the 5 and 6D. Nothing. There's no communication. There's nothing but dreams. I'm spiritually bonded to this guy. That's where the relationship is at. It's not even real. I don't know how to get rid of him.
Okay, sorry.
And it's crazy. So I'm ready to move on. I don't know.
Okay, so again, as above, so below, same principle applies. If you want this to be amicable, because if it's a spiritual relationship, then what happens is if you do this in a way that causes anger, then that energy is going to come and penetrate your experience, because you've already got a energetic doorway open to him. So I would ask you to seek counseling, but go to a spiritual counselor, somebody who understands about energetic connections, and somebody who understands about mind game. Okay? You need to understand how to sever the ties, and that is not, I don't have the time to talk about it here on the radio.
No.
I can help you with it, but if you don't want to go with me, go with somebody else, but go speak to somebody who can assist you. And no wonder when I look at your cards, it's about your spiritual guidance, it's about you analyzing what you want to do, becoming stronger spiritually, and also understanding your spiritual gifts, because you don't realize just how powerful you are. And this other person obviously has some sort of energetic hold on you because of what you've just said. So you need to remember your power and regain that power so that you can sever the ties and shut the door. And that's okay. Also shutting the door in your mind, not having a record, a broken record, talking about this person over and over and over in your head, because that means that there's still an energetic tie there when you're doing that. So you need to try and remember to let them go on many levels. And that might take a little while, because if you've got a neural path that's well trodden, it takes a long time to move it to a new direction.
I know.
But do it. You'll need to seek some counseling to help you understand the right way to do that. You can do it well without any, and sever the ties without any massive backlash on his behalf, which is going to be better for both of you, because you've allowed a spiritual relationship to happen, which means you've allowed an energy exchange. And I would rather see you come out of feeling like you can be a powerful woman rather than having psychic attacks. That's not nice. Psychic attack is not nice.
It's not.
Okay?
All right, sounds good.
You're far stronger than you believe.
Well, Tasha, best wishes to you. Thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you. God bless. Stay safe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope you can follow through with Kat's suggestions.
Okay, I will. Definitely. Okay.
Take good care. All right. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was a very interesting reading, Kat. You know, it's interesting, this whole idea of having to cut ties at many different levels. That's never an easy thing to do, is it?
Not, especially if you really love that person.
Mm-hmm.
And they've turned out to not be what you thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can really hurt. You know, if you're suddenly dumped by a friend or a partner, and you don't know why, and you've not actually done anything to them, you've been kind to them the entire time, that can be extremely hurtful.
Oh, yes.
If you've been through a big experience with somebody and they retract, and maybe they're retracting because they've got to look after themselves and they've not communicated properly and they actually don't have any real reason to be upset with you, that can be quite hurtful because you don't understand what's going on again. But if you've also got a big energy exchange and there's anger involved, anger is not the opposite of love. I sort of find numbness is, a void is. So anger means it's still an emotional investment. And at that point, you really have to decide, how do I get through this? Because shooting anger at the other person is shooting energetic bombs at them. And if you know how to use your spiritual energy, you know how to use your astral energy, you can do some pretty crap stuff to people. But the problem with that is that you get that crap stuff coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some pretty wild stuff happen on the spiritual realm. When I was a younger person, I was connected with a woman who was in a love triangle. I obviously was not in that love triangle. I was just her friend, and I stumbled into a friendship with her around the time that this love triangle was happening. And the other woman involved in that got into some dark magic and started sending some heebie-jeebies at her. And I was in the crossfire because I was her friend. And I was seeing some pretty scary spirit beings coming around. And so that was my initiation into psychic attack and into protecting yourself.
Mm.
It is real. I know people who are materialistic don't think it is real. But if they have experienced it, it will manifest in other ways. It did not have to cloak itself and manifest in a way that my consciousness could cope with. So it just came as it is. You know, it didn't have to be manifest in a way that my mind was. So what I'm trying to say is, if you've got a very, very closed mind and you're under psychic attack, you might start getting dreams or animals attacking you when you're out in the, just out in the park or whatever, animals coming at you. You'll have accidents and pretty crap situations will occur. If you're under psychic attack and you've got complete awareness of the spiritual realm, they don't bother cloaking it. they don't. They just come at you full pelt as they are in their energetic form. What that mind is, that when it comes at you, is an energetic form. That's what all minds are. And when it comes at you, it comes. It doesn't have to shroud itself in anything that your conscious mind can understand. It knows you know what it is.
What's the best way to deal with that?
The best way, absolutely 100%, the best way to deal with it is first and foremost, believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you put belief in a crystal, a cross, a square, a star, any physical object, they'll just laugh at you. That's just a physical object. All that is a representation of belief in yourself. It's not you believing in yourself. What they're wanting is for you to forget that you're powerful, and then you can become victimized. So what you absolutely have to do is remember that you are powerful. And a good analogy is in Lord of the Rings with Gandalf. When he goes through that big spiritual awakening himself and he fights that fire demon and he comes out the other end and he's reincarnated as Gandalf the White and he begins to remember who he is. He remembers that he was Gandalf the Grey and he remembers that at that time he had power but he didn't know what it was. And he knew what it was but not to the extent, and he put other wizards in his order higher than himself. When he reincarnated, or he metamorphosized into Gandalf the White, he understood fully his fool's power and that he always had it in the first place. And when he revealed himself in man, he took his great cloak off and he revealed his power. It frightened the wizard that he had put himself under as a subordinate in his order who was possessing the king. And that's the power you have. All you have to do is believe that you have it and remember that you are a powerful sovereign being. And then you stand in that by going within and by standing in the power of your heart. If you think about an innocent child or animal that somebody's being cruel to right now, the majority of people will stand up, defend that child or that animal and tell that other person to back off, beat them up and get rid of them. In your own power, you're actually protecting your inner child. You have someone to protect, and it is that vulnerable inner child within you.
Mm.
By standing in your power and projecting the full gamut of who you are, I am and I shall be. You are putting that forward and you expand this golden white energy out of yourself from your heart through your kundalini energy, your spinal cord, out through your body. And you can expand that energy out to all the rooms in your house, the suburb, the whole bloody planet if you want. But it's also nice to have friends. And when you do that, also call in the legions of warrior angels to stand in protection of me. They also know who they are, and they expand that energy out further. And you can get them at the four quarters. And if you're not feeling particularly strong, you're sick, you know, you've got the flu or cancer, something like that, and you're low, and you can't summon that energy physically, call in the warrior angels of unconditional love and ask them to stand in protection of you, the four quarters of your room, north, south, east, west. And the angelic realm to assist you in staying with you and protecting you. And you can ask for a warrior angel to be assigned to you to protect you as well. But you must remember to believe in yourself. I mean, there's a lot more that goes with it. And Judy Hall wrote a really great book about psychic protection. There's good books out there. But I'd also recommend... for an idiot's guide, I'd also recommend Thorson's book or I can't remember the rest of the name of that. It's a Thorson's range, a book of psychic protection. I think that's actually what it's called. But it has in there a whole lot of information about spiritual beings. It's quite interesting stuff.
Wow, yeah, and that's a lot of information you just gave us. I'm just curious about calling in the warrior angels. Do you need to know who those angels are, or can you just put out a request for the warrior angels to step in for you on your behalf?
I always ask for the highest unconditional love, because you've got to remember that the universe is a divine mind, but within that divine mind are all aspects of love, and some of them are negative, and that's involution. So
okay.
you don't want the minds that are in involution. You want the minds that are in evolution to come to you. Angel Michael,
yeah,
is a dude that people recognize in the Western world.
Right.
But if you're going to call upon him, you want to rise. Imagine your own chakras. You've got seven basic chakras. So then imagine seven chakras above your head. So you're up through to the 14th chakra, and rise your mind, your imagination up 14 chakras, and then call upon Archangel Michael through the highest unconditional love to come and be with you. Don't ask him to come down to you, because you don't want to be condescending to yourself. Rather, ask him to be with you and stand in protection with you, and ask him to bring his legions of warrior angels to protect you.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
And, yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought it would be a good idea to take one more caller. And then that will be it for the evening. Does that sound all right to you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, folks. Thank you, everybody, for calling. And if you want a reading from Kat, please find her on Facebook. You've gotten that information already. But, Kat, why don't you put it out there one more time?
Yeah, connect with me at Kat Edwards, life coach and spiritual professional, and Kat is spelt with a C. And just send me a message, because if you go through the booking system on the page, it's not going to be a correct booking system right now. I'm being lazy and naughty and I haven't updated it. Connect with me on Messenger, and we'll work out North American time is Australian morning. So start work about 9 a.m. And if you want to know, you can always get a time zone converter and convert your time zone with Brisbane Eastern Standard, Australian Eastern Standard Time, and you'll find out. But you guys are about 8:30, 8:39.
Yeah, we're going on 8:30 here in the Northeast, in the Northern, in the Eastern time zone. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm at 10:24 a.m. So it gives you some example of how we can connect in the evening quite easily.
Yeah, and you're on the next day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, actually, we're jumping forward in time. Isn't that interesting? Time doesn't really exist.
Right. It's an illusion. Yeah, like so much of life. Well, let's go to this one area code, and then we're going to end with this reading for area code 805. And you're live. What is your first name, please?
Oh, it's Donna. Hi. How are you guys?
Hi, Donna.
Glad I got on. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good. You sound good. Glad you're okay. Both doing well. What are you picking up for my love life? Because I have a feeling that someone's coming in for me.
Ooh. And is it a really good feeling, like it's a knowing feeling, or is it a wishful feeling?
No, it's more of a knowing feeling.
Mhm. I like that. I had that feeling before my partner came through.
Oh, good.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I've just pulled a marriage card. Holy moly, look at that.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Oh,
oh
I've
my
pulled
God.
A new... I have pulled a romance card. Look, I'm going to tell you the three cards that I've pulled.
Okay.
I've pulled... The central card is a marriage card. The right-hand card is a romance card. And it is that a new romance is imminent, either with a newcomer or through a reignited passion. And I've also got a new birthing card here. So new times coming. So the tarot cards that I've pulled over you, over those ones are the nine of Pentacles. So that's the end of the time, physical time in your life. And that's what you've come to. And you must have come to that a little while ago. And did you do a bit of soul searching? Because Spirit just said to me she's kind of stopped soul searching now. So you've done enough. And you've also come out of a period of maybe being a bit of a hermit. And that's good because that allows you to start to feel like you can mix and mingle. But it's not going to occur at a birthday party or, you know, a backyard barbecue. I feel this relationship is going to ignite through sexual interest. And it's maybe something that you've wanted to explore but never explored before. Or it's been on the back burner, you know. My mother-in-law was sewing, but she'd always had to work, so she never really got into it. So it's maybe something that you got into but never really fully immersed yourself into, or it's a hidden talent that it's time now to really explore. So I would encourage you to get in and start doing those classes. I know that there's a lockdown period, but it's not going to last forever. And start exploring, getting out, doing some classes, doing something that enriches your life, cooking, acting, you know, whatever it is, a language, whatever is the thing that's really in you, that thing that's in you that you want to express. And go forward and get into it. And then I can look at the cards two way. Yeah, I do feel like there's a new romance coming, but I also feel like there's a new romance within yourself of something that you love to do and the passion of the talents. So through a mutual interest, I feel this new person will come, and I feel very positive about it. I feel a little bit shocked at first, like, when I focus on you, I feel like even though it was coming, I'd gotten so involved in whatever I was doing that I sort of then it came out of the blue. So you're half expecting it to happen, but you got distracted by enjoying yourself doing something else, and then it sort of bloomed. So just let it stop. I think that it by following your heart, will come. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I'm gonna join the Optimist Club where they help different peoples in the community, and then also I'm gonna join the Newcomers Club because you get a lot of retirees and single people that are moving into Santa Barbara where I could be part of that too, going to their homes for little cocktail parties and things like that.
Good for you.
No,
sorry. Yeah. So getting up but getting to an interest, you need to express an interest. And I can't say that enough because that's what I'm feeling in my mind. You have to express an interest. So something that you can do with your hands and your creative heart. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe writing or something like that. That'd be good. Okay. Thank you.
Well, Donna, we're out of time, but thank you. I'm glad
thank
we were able
much.
To get to you tonight. And
yeah,
best wishes
so
to you, darling.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
And you too, Kat. I'll see you.
All right. Thank you so much. You take good care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye. Well, Kat, that went fast.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. We usually get to more than three people, but there was a lot of stuff to talk about. And you gave, you gave Sharon a nice long reading. That was very generous of you. I'm sure she appreciated it. That seemed to be coming through from her end. So, and it was nice. I'm sure it's nice for you when you have somebody tell you what a spot-on reading that you're giving them. That's got to be very affirming to you.
It's reassuring,
mm-hmm.
I think, is the main thing. Because I don't know any of these people. I've never physically met any of you. You're in a completely different country in a completely different hemisphere. So, and I've been friends since 2012, but we still haven't physically met. We've talked over video chat plenty of times.
Right.
Seen
right.
each other.
It's not quite the same.
Not, is it? And I'm really looking forward to getting over to the U.S. to see you. I've got family in the U.S., but I want to see my friends as well.
Oh, well, that would be sweet. I really will look forward to that day. In the meantime, I enjoy doing the shows with you, and I enjoy communicating with you on Messenger and by phone. So it's all good. I enjoy it very much, and I thank you for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me, and thanks to Sharon, Tasha, and Dawn. I really appreciate the honor for you, and I just wanted to say it's interesting. Sometimes with the reading, when a person asks a question, and then you get the cards, you get the information, and like with Tasha's reading, it was all about, in the beginning, it was all about her spiritual growth. And then when she faced up that this relationship was more of a spiritual relationship, then the original part of the reading made more sense. And so we just have to remember when you are getting a reading, give the person who's reading for you a little bit. Don't hold it all to your chest, because they're interpreting energy and they're getting information, but they don't know how it fits into your life because it's for you. It's not for them. So by giving a little, you actually get more. Because, you know, I'm not interested in lying and being a fake. I'm interested in giving you the correct information that helps you in your life path. So this misconception that you have to sit there and hold it in and not tell anyone anything when you get a reading doesn't fly when the other person is trying to make sense and isn't quite hitting it. Give them something, because then all of a sudden everything that they put forward to you is going to make more sense. And that was the case with Tasha. Because the cards that I pulled, everything was about her spiritual growth. That relationship was on a spiritual level only. As soon as she did that, then it all made sense.
Yeah.
Why the cards were talking about the spiritual growth, why spirit was telling me she has to go through a spiritual growth. And that's then it all made a lot more sense. Yeah.
Good point. Very good point. All right, folks. Well, it's time for us to come to a close. So let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight. See you next week.